I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Now we're headed for Russia's Far East for the answer to our GeoQuiz. Journalist David Quammen has written about his trips to a remote region of Russia, and his piece, Where Salmon Rule, appears in this month's National Geographic magazine. David, first of all, where is this wild salmon spawning ground?
Well, this is the Kamchatka Peninsula in the Russian Far East. It's sort of a dagger-shaped peninsula of land stabbing into the Pacific as though it were pointed toward the heart of Japan.
Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. And what happens when the annual salmon run gets underway there this time of year?
Well, Kamchatka is a land of beautiful, free-flowing, nutritious rivers, and it supports literally 20% of all the Pacific salmon in the world. So you have all six species of Pacific salmon returning from the Pacific and the Sea of Okhotsk. These salmon, after a period of 2 to 5 years feeding and growing in the oceans, come back to the same rivers, to the same little tributary streams where they hatched from the eggs, and spawn there. And it's a magnificent spectacle to see these salmon runs returning to some of these rivers. In some cases, they're almost as thick as cobblestones going up the rivers.
One of the hazards these fish face is local poaching. Did you come across any of that?
I did. And there are two real threats. Massive overfishing by some of the companies that are legally licensed to fish. That's a phenomenon that the Russians call Perilov, overfishing. And the other is outright illegal poaching by organized gangs of poachers who set themselves up on the rivers and catch the fish in nets.
Right. I was going to ask you whether these are just villagers who are trying to get a bite to eat, or is it, you know, a larger group of bandits working at a large, unsustainable scale?
Absolutely the second, Marco. I mean, there are some people who are fishing for their own use, but the real poaching problem comes from organized gangs, small gangs working on the banks of the rivers. They might set up a few tents or some tarps, spend an entire summer season netting fish, gutting them for caviar, gutting them for their eggs. One former poacher told me on a river called the Bolshaya that he used to poach there, and a small gang of poachers could harvest 5 tons of salmon eggs, of caviar, in a summer season. There might be, 10 or 15 of the gangs like that along the length of the river. And what you do the back of the envelope mathematics on that, and you realize that in that river alone, there might be 75 tons of caviar being illegally harvested every summer. That would amount to almost 1 million tons of illegally killed fish.
Wow. And so what is the Russian government doing about this?
Well, the Russian government and the provincial government of Kamchatka Krai, it's called, the province, are trying to get a handle on this. It's very difficult to enforce because the anti-poaching squads, they're underfunded and they are too few, and they can't be on every commercial fishing boat and at every net set, let alone in the backcountry where the poachers are all of the time. So there does seem to be an awful lot of poaching. But now there's an effort to create some refuges. There is one new refuge called the Kol Kekta Salmon Refuge, established on the Kol River, and protections are being put in place to see not that salmon isn't harvested, but that salmon is harvested only sustainably on that river.
How much is the Russian appetite for salmon caviar driving all of this industry, including the poaching, and how much of the appetite in the West and the rest of the world is driving it?
Well, this is one of the things that has changed drastically since the fall of the Soviet Union. During the Soviet era, premium Kamchatka caviar would be shipped off to Moscow, and it would become available in the special stores that only the nomenklatura were privileged to buy from. And now that's not the case anymore, and this caviar is being exported to Korea and Japan, and probably some of it's getting to the U.S. too.
What is it about the peninsula that attracts you?
Well, one of the things I love about the place is that it's just absolutely crazy wild and in the backcountry, and yet what civilization there is troubled by the same pressures between human needs and landscape preservation that you find everywhere, that you find in Alaska, that you find here in my home state in Montana. Humans have to live, humans have to eat, and where there are humans, there will be pressures on resources. The resources in Kamchatka are like almost no place I've ever seen. And so there is a great opportunity for siteful protections to be established. And there's also a great opportunity, sadly, for a lot of harm to happen to an amazing resource in a very short time if those protections are not established.
Journalist David Quammen, he's been telling us about this wild Russian land where wild salmon run. His portrait of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula appears this month in National Geographic. Thanks very much, David.
You're very welcome, Marco.